Are you desiring more out of life? More love, more connection, more experience, just more aliveness? Well, that is your soul calling you. And together, we are going to uncover those soul desires and help you bridge the gap between your physical life and your true soul self. Welcome to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. My name is Emily. I'm an intuitive, a psychic medium, and someone who recently and very suddenly awakened to spirituality. On this podcast, we are going to talk all about connecting with your soul to live your fullest, most beautiful life. We're going to talk about spirituality from the perspective of the everyday person. It's my goal that you feel seen and supported on this journey of discovering your soul and awakening to the incredible world of spirit. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. It's me, Emily, your host. And today I am bringing you another Ask Emily episode. And on these episodes, I'm answering questions from listeners, channeling guidance, and sharing that guidance here on the podcast. This is the second episode like this that I'm sharing here on the podcast. My intention with sharing these readings is just to share the messages with a wider audience, because what I've learned through the readings I've done over the last almost a year that I've been doing more public readings is that the problems that people come to me with, the issues that people are facing, the things that people want guidance on, it's all kind of the same. The details may change from person to person, but the core questions that people have are really kind of all the same. And the responses that I get from spirit are often applicable to so many more people than just the client, than just the person that I am doing the reading for. So my intention with these episodes is just to share these messages with more than just the client, more than just the person asking the question, because I know that there are tidbits and nuggets of knowledge and wisdom and guidance in here that will apply to you too, whatever specific details you're working through in your life right now. These messages will also serve as guidance and reminders for you too on your path. If you want to have your question featured in an upcoming Ask Emily episode, please just leave it at the link below in the show notes. And I would love to give you some guidance and share it here with the rest of the podcast listeners so we can all benefit from the goodness that spirit and your guides and your spirit team bring through for you. So today's question comes from Denise, and I'm going to read her question here. She says, I can channel messages for people from their guides, and I would like to put myself out there and offer readings for people. Does spirit have any messages about how to connect with people? How to share the messages that I get? How did you know to start a podcast? Thank you. So that's the question from Denise. Thank you so much, Denise, for sending this in. It's so amazing that you're discovering your own intuitive gifts, that you're realizing that you're a channel and that you're able to channel messages for other people. I'm guessing since you're talking about having the knowledge that you can channel messages for other people, you've probably already done some readings for people, maybe some channeled messages for friends, or maybe you've exchanged some channeled messages in like a group setting, something like that. But that's so cool that that is something that you're developing, something that you're realizing, and something that you are ready to put out into the world. That's like a really exciting moment. I'm going to start by just telling you a little bit about my journey to start offering readings to the public and then starting the podcast, because you asked about that. And then I'll share some of the messages that I channeled through from spirit. So for me, I started offering readings to people shortly after I started having my own vision type experiences. I really didn't even know what to call it in the beginning. I was just meditating and all these visions were coming through from spirit. And some of them were sort of prophetic, Is that the right word? Some of them would be visions of things that then later happened. Some of them would just be these really beautiful messages. Most of the time, it was just these incredible messages of guidance, messages of love that were just really, really helpful for me. And when I started experiencing that, I really wanted to see if I could also channel messages for other people. And so I started by doing a bunch of free readings for people. I think I did 30 of these free practice type readings before I ventured into doing paid readings for clients. And then, you know, since then, I've continued to do practice readings and things like that. But those initial readings, finding someone to actually do a reading for, I totally feel your question about how do I find people? Like, how do I actually put myself out there? Like, where do I put myself out there? What I did in the beginning was I was in some social groups that were led by other people who were exploring mediumship, exploring psychic things. I found them through different podcasts, actually, some free communities that I could join. And in those free communities, I just made a post that said, I'm trying to figure out if I can do this, if I can do these like guidance readings, these psychic readings for people, and I'd love to practice. And I asked for volunteers. I just asked for people to volunteer for me to do a reading. And those initial readings, what I did was I had someone send me their name, send me a question, if they had a question, and their email address. And what I did is in my own time, because I don't personally have a lot of free time to meet with people live, I tuned into their energy on my own and channeled a message for them, recorded it just via a recording app on my phone, and then sent it to them to listen to. And then they gave me feedback. I think I also, at that time, I probably had already created a feedback form. And so part of the free reading was, it's a free reading, but in exchange for feedback. And then people told me what resonated, what didn't resonate. I gained a ton of experience from this, especially doing so many readings. I think I did 25 readings in a month, which was a lot when I had done zero readings before that. Like, that's so many. But I was so curious and so motivated to figure out if this connection was real. And I was so motivated to help people. And every response I got where someone said, this message resonated, this was helpful for me, this was accurate, it motivated me to do more. So if you are part of any kind of community where you can put yourself out there in that way, saying, hey, I want to practice, I want to do these free readings, I just want to see what comes through, I can't guarantee, but we'll see what happens. That's how I approached it, so I didn't feel a lot of pressure. If you are in any kind of community like that, that's what I recommend. That was a really great way for me to kind of gain my footing and gain my confidence in the beginning. Now, if you've already established, like, okay, I'm confident in this skill and I'm ready to find some clients, I'm ready to do readings in sort of a more formal setting than this sort of practice setting. How I have found clients that way has been mostly through word of mouth. I know I'm here on the podcast talking and people do find me and book readings through the podcast, but for the most part, it has actually been through word of mouth. I've done a reading for someone, they've enjoyed it, they've recommended a friend to get a reading, and then their friend books a reading, and it goes that way. That has been my best way to find clients, and honestly, it is the most easy way. It is the way that I love because I don't have to do any kind of marketing. And someone who comes into you from a recommendation, like, they already have confidence in you because their friend said so. Like, they're someone they know and trust gave them that recommendation. So they're already coming in with this energy of trust and confidence in you, and you can feel that. And so that is how the majority of my readings have come through. And another thing that I did was, once I decided to move into paid readings, I asked those people I did the free readings for, I just sent out, and I had their emails. So I just sent out an email and said, hey, I'm moving into doing these paid readings. I'm starting off at this very low rate because I've never charged for this before. I'm offering this rate for a month, and I wanted to offer it to you first since we've already done a reading together. Here's the link just in case you want to book a reading. Also, if you know anybody who might be interested, and if you could forward this email to them or give them my information, I would really appreciate it. Thanks. And that's it. And if you've never asked someone to like pay for a service, that might feel kind of weird, but it was so awesome because all of these people who I'd done free readings for actually booked a paid reading for me. Some of them recommended friends who then booked readings with me. And that's really how my client base has grown, is through that word of mouth and through repeat clients. Okay. And I'm realizing that this isn't exactly your question. What I'm talking about right now is not exactly your question, but I hope that it gives you just a little insight in how somebody else has done it and how somebody else has found clients and things like that. You did ask how I knew to start a podcast. I knew to start a podcast because I wanted to start a podcast. I just really wanted a space to talk about what I was experiencing and to share the lessons that I've been learning, the teachings that Spirit has been bringing to me. I don't have a lot of people in my real physical life that have these same experiences or these beliefs. And so having this place to talk about it has been so important to me. I didn't know, you know, if a podcast would be successful. I didn't know if I would enjoy it. I didn't know if it would go well. I didn't know anything. I just felt called to do it. I felt compelled to do it. And I knew it was something that would feed my soul because I like to talk. One of the core aspects of who I am is expression. And another core aspect, a core value, is connection. And so the podcast provides me with a place not only to express what I'm learning, to share what I'm learning, to teach, to have that expression, but also to connect with other people. It really fulfills something that is so important to me. That's how I knew to start a podcast. Whatever avenue that you move into to promote your services, to build your business, to talk about your gifts, it's going to be most successful if it's something that speaks to you. You know, maybe you're really into more visual things like photography or art. And so maybe a Instagram account that you really focus on is better for you. I think that it is important to focus on the mode of communication that is best suited to you. Sometimes when people start businesses, all the time, probably, when people start businesses, they're thinking, what can get me the most traction? What do other people want from me? What is going to be most successful based on what other people are going to respond to? And that is important. But if you want to build a business and build a business that supports your lifestyle and that supports your soul's desires and your specific talents, then you need to build it from within. From first asking, what do I want to do? What would best serve me? How can I best serve? The way that you can best serve is by building a business that is based on what you like to do and what your specific gifts are. If your specific gifts are talking, communicating in this way, a podcast is amazing. Or maybe a YouTube channel, or maybe you do like some live videos on some other platform. You know, it's really up to you. And sometimes it can feel very limited, the ways that we can reach people. But there's so many ways to manipulate these different like social media systems, these different ways of connecting with people. There's so many ways to manipulate it to fit you and how you'll have the most impact, the most reach, the most meaningful connections with people is by focusing on yourself first, by focusing on your soul desires, your soul gifts first and leading from there. So when it comes to knowing what to do, where to find people, I think it's really important to kind of turn that question around and ask yourself, how do I want to use this gift? How do I want to share this gift? How does it best fit with my life, with my desires, with where I want to go, with who I want to be? And ask yourself that first, because there's like a million ways for you to be successful in this. There's no one answer, but the answer that's going to be right for you is the one that comes from looking within and asking, how do I want this to look? Because the way that you build your business matters. You don't want to build a business that you don't actually like, which is how I built my last business. Before this is I built a business based on what everyone else told me to do. But the truth is that left me very unsatisfied because it was a business based on everyone else at that point, not based on what I wanted to do, what I wanted to share, what I liked doing. It was a business that I dreaded working on because I'd built it in a way that was not at all reflective of me. So just a reminder to kind of turn that question around, that question of how do I share? What do I do? Ask yourself how you want to share. There's no right way. There's no should way. There's no one size fits all. There's just so many different ways to do this. And I also want to offer to you, I know that's kind of like open, saying just do what you want, is that one way I've figured out different ways I want to run my business is by watching other business owners and watching them with the eye of being expanded, watching them and thinking, wow, I really like how they did that. I'm going to remember that so I can do it for myself. Or wow, I really like how they created this offering. I really like how they presented this information. I really like how they run their business. And you can start looking how other people run their businesses and you can pick little pieces of it that you like, that fit you, that are meaningful for you. And you can use other people in this industry, in literally any industry, as examples of what is possible for you. And if you actually start looking at other businesses, even you start looking at maybe other online businesses, other people in this industry, if you actually start looking, you'll see that each of them do things totally different from each other. They all do things in their own unique way. And it's just a way to really see that there's no set in stone way to approach this, that whatever is best for you and your soul is how you're going to have the most growth in a way that feels fulfilling to you. Okay, so I want to move on to some cards that I pulled for you and some messages that came through from Spirit with these cards. I pulled some tarot cards. I've been working on getting more familiar with tarot, and I feel like it's provided a lot of really great messages for you, a lot of really great insight. So I'm going to share. And what I did was I pulled cards. I haven't really done it this way before. This is just how it came out today, as I pulled them in sets of two. And so these two cards together each provide a separate message. And I've got about four different little tidbits and messages that I'm going to be sharing with you. So this first set of cards, I pulled number 5, the Hierophant, and 21, the World. These are two like pretty positive, incredible cards. I pulled these very first, and the first card really talks about spirituality, being spiritually connected, being a leader, being a teacher. It talks about trusting your own voice, which is so in line with what I was intuiting immediately when I connected in with you, which was, you already know the answer. You already know the answer is what I was intuiting as soon as I connected in with you. And then I pull this number 5 card, which is about that spiritual enlightenment, but it's also about trusting yourself and about trusting your path. It's about becoming the leader. And you're being called to become the leader. If you want to move into this arena, you have to be able to lead yourself. You're being called to step into that. The other card that came through is the World, which is a beautiful card about completion. And what I can see is that you have been working up to this point. You've been working up to the moment when you're ready to start really step out in the world, when you're ready to really step forward with this gift and with this offering. And the completion that it's talking about is the journey that you've taken to this point to get here, to step out and show the world what you have to offer, which is so beautiful. And I just know that it's been such a journey of confidence, of practice, of learning new things, of accepting these new versions of yourself to get you here. And congratulations on getting here, because like these cards are just a little celebration for you. It's like a little note for you. Like, yes, you are on the right path. You are the leader of this path. You can do it. Let's go. It's just a really exciting way for spirit to start as I was pulling these cards for you, and a lot of confirmation and congratulations for you for stepping forward on this path. The next set of cards I pulled, these cards are the Three of Swords and the Knight of Cups. These cards are talking about the fact that you may have some unrealistic expectations as you are stepping in to this new role, as you're stepping in to putting these gifts out into the world. I know from my own experience, from watching other business owners, when we are ready to offer our offering to the world, our service to the world, we know that what we're offering is incredible and we love it. And there can be this expectation that I'm going to put this out there and everyone is going to run to this and everyone's going to grab it and it's going to be amazing. And I'm just going to sort of like turn on my open for business light and I'm going to be flooded because what I have is so incredible. And a lot of times that doesn't happen because it takes people some time to find you. It takes people time to trust you, to understand what it is you're offering, to fully understand how they can benefit from the service that you are offering to them. And so this set of cards is just a little reminder to hold yourself with compassion as you step into this role, because I think you're going to be met with some reality that doesn't quite fit your expectation. I'm not saying that you won't have incredible success. I'm just saying that it takes time. And you might not see immediate success. You might see immediate success, but you might not. It might take time, like I'm saying, and you're being reminded to hold yourself with self-compassion as you move through this, as you kind of, I get the sense that you might feel a little bit of a letdown because it feels so exciting to you. I know it feels so monumental and exciting to offer this, but that excitement may not be reflected back to you. Other people may think, okay, cool, no big deal. But you're like, oh my God, it is a big deal. Don't you see? This is such a big deal. This is so amazing. And there just might be some disappointment you feel when other people don't reflect that same excitement, when other people don't immediately see the value of what you're offering. And it's just a reminder, kind of going back to that five, that leadership, to lead yourself, to be your own leader, and to also hold yourself with compassion through this, like take care of yourself through this. As you move through maybe some disappointment, as you move through understanding that not everyone is going to have this amazing, excited reaction to what you're doing, but to continue to lead yourself through it, through this path that you know you're meant for, and give yourself that self-compassion as you move through it. The next set of cards that I pulled out were the Queen of Swords and the Six of Swords. Kind of a lot of swords here. But the Queen of Swords, she is about honest communication. And what I really feel into this card is it's bringing our attention to the fact that sometimes in this role as an intuitive, as someone who is getting guidance for other people, that guidance that we have to deliver sometimes can be a little uncomfortable. It can feel like a harsh truth. It can be uncomfortable to deliver sometimes because the people who are your clients, they're coming to you because they are looking for growth, because they are dealing with heaviness in their life, because they want change, because they know that something is wrong. And when you feel into their need and spirit presents you with the solution, with the guidance, a lot of times that guidance is going to tell them that they need to hold up a mirror to themselves and look at their own shit, basically. A lot of times, the messages that come through really point out the parts of people that they have been trying not to look at. And as the intermediary between spirit and your client, you're delivering those messages. And that's hard. That's uncomfortable. And the Queen of Swords is all about honesty. She's all about clear communication. And so it's just recognizing the need to be able to have that clear communication as you move into this, acknowledging that some of the information that you're delivering is going to feel difficult to deliver, but also remembering that when you have that information to deliver that feels hard, instead of delivering it just flatly, matter-of-factly, coldly, it might feel like the best way to deliver it is in a cold, detached manner, so that maybe you're thinking so that the other person doesn't feel any shame, or that somehow the detached manner will take some of the heaviness from the messages. What you're really being called to do is actually drop into your heart and deliver those difficult messages with empathy, with understanding, with a connection to your client's humanity. Because as the intermediary, even though it's not our job to solve their problems, it's just our job to deliver this guidance, we're still humans. We're still people, and we're still developing connection with them simply by being this conduit. And so it's not our responsibility to hold them through this. But if you're able to provide them support, provide them a bubble of safety to be in, that's going to be the most beautiful way for you to deliver these messages. But it's going to take a little bit of discomfort learning how to deliver them. This next card, the Six of Swords, it was so interesting because as I was pulling this card out, I was thinking like, oh, learning to deliver messages that are uncomfortable is just like a rite of passage. It's a part of the process, the kind of slow growth sometimes, the figuring out what am I doing, the delivering messages that feel kind of hard sometimes, but you know that they're meaningful. It's sort of like the business owners, the spiritual communicators, rite of passage. And then I pull the Six of Swords, which is about a rite of passage. It's about transition. It's about moving through kind of rocky waters a little bit, but recognizing that this is a necessary step. This is a rite of passage. And also recognizing that there is support available for you, whether that be support in other people who are also developing and building a business, or whether that's support in trusting that support that's coming from the universe. This card is your reminder to accept and receive that support, because as you move into this line of work or literally any business that you will ever start, it's not going to be all smooth sailing for sure. There's going to be things you have to learn, challenges you have to go through, mistakes that you have to make in order to figure out how to do this the way that best suits you, in order to grow. Like having a business is the most personal growth that you can like ever force upon yourself. Maybe it's right up there with becoming a parent. Like it just forces you to grow so fast because there's so many challenges and so many ways that you put yourself out there to be seen. There's the risks, the risk of failure, the risk of, you know, being seen for who you are, for going after your passions. And so there's this recognition that, yeah, the path might be a little bit bumpy, but this is part of the path. This is a rite of passage, and there is support for you, and you need to be open to receive it. The last two cards that I pulled actually talk about that kind of protection and support, and they are the Seven of Wands and the Eight of Cups. So the Seven of Wands is about sometimes you might have some naysayers. You might meet up with some negativity. You might feel some competition. And it's about rising above. It's about rising above the negativity. And maybe even it's not negativity really directed at you personally, but it's just like people not believing in what you do. Not you specifically, but people are just like, mediumship, psychic stuff? No, that's not real. And it's not directed at you personally, but you can feel it. And sometimes we take that in. And the Seven of Wands is about rising above that, staying within your own story, and also putting yourself in this protective little bubble that is all you, where you don't let those words, those feelings, those, I don't know, any of that negativity, those things that can kind of bring you down, weigh you down, and make you question yourself, you don't let that in your bubble. You stay in your bubble. Your bubble is only you. Your bubble is your story. You're in the center of it. It's where decisions come from your heart, your soul, and you're not swayed. You're not affected as much as you can be by the outside world that is trying to push things on you that aren't in alignment with who you are and where you're going. The Eight of Cups, this card, I really love this card because it's about recognizing that it's time to let some stuff go, let some stuff float away, and only keeping what you need. It's about letting go and walking away. But with this card, it's like walking away towards more of who you are, towards sunshine. You're walking more towards your purpose, more toward that inner knowing, your inner calling. With these two cards together, there's this recognition that there may be some negativity around, there may be some difficulty, but you can put yourself in your bubble, you can rise above it, and then you can also recognize like those beliefs that used to hold me down, I don't need to carry those forward anymore. Not only am I just going to protect myself from them, I'm actually going to step away and leave them behind and continue walking forward toward what I am meant to do, toward what my soul is calling me to do. And stepping away from them is not just like you taking one step forward. It's like in that one step, you're taking 1,000 steps. It's this huge relief and release, and it just really propels you. Like it propels you forward more rapidly because you're lighter, you've created more space, and you've in a way really committed to yourself and to your journey. So Denise, this ended up really long. I hope you lasted all the way to the end, and everyone else who is listening in, I hope this has been helpful for you. I feel like the main lesson that is really coming through all of this is trusting in yourself, is asking yourself first, knowing that this journey is yours and yours alone. It's going to look unique for you, and a reminder not to base it on anyone else's journey. There can kind of be a temptation to try and mimic someone else's journey, maybe someone that we admire. But like I was saying earlier, you can look at these people that you admire and you can take pieces of what they've built, what they've done, what they offer, and incorporate that into your story and into your plan. But your decisions And what you're building has really got to come from your soul and from within. And that's the way that you will find the most success. There might be some stumbling. There might be some confusion. There might be some lessons that you need to learn along the way. But it is all part of the process. It's all a rite of passage. And all of those lessons, all those little stumbling blocks or difficulties that you come up against, they're all building blocks for what is ahead of you. They're all steps along the path, and they're all leading you toward that goal, toward what you are working toward. It's like they're all bricks in this incredible, beautiful building that you are creating with this gift. Like I said, Denise, I really hope that this has been helpful. There's so many little messages in here, big messages, and I hope that you can feel it right in your heart. I hope it speaks to you, and I can't wait to see and hear about what you create with this incredible gift. And just congratulations again on accepting this gift that you have, claiming it, and wanting to use it to serve the world. That's probably the most beautiful thing that you could do. Okay. I'm sending you so much love, and I will chat with everyone next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. I'm so grateful that I get to be part of your journey of spiritual expansion. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. It's a quick, free, easy way for you to support this podcast, and it helps me reach more people who are looking for support on their spiritual journey. You can find a link to leave a review in the show notes. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.